Hi, and welcome back from the Red Hat Summit 2024. We are here at the SAP booth with Carrie. Hi.
Hi.
Carrie, tell us a bit about what you are doing. What's your role?
Hi, my name is Carrie Hotz-Barth, and I am a global partner business manager responsible for Red Hat and IBM.
Mm-hmm. Also here with me is Wolfgang.
Hi there.
Wolfgang, what brings you here?
So we've got a very good partnership with SAP, and I'm taking care about the business with our customers and joint partners.
When I think about SAP, I think about like really huge systems with SAP HANA, and all the customers bring like their workload on top of it. But it seems like lots and lots more of things are going on here. Like I see when I look around, modernized things with AI, and probably all the app development stuff like that is also happening around there. So maybe you can give us an overview of what else besides these huge systems SAP is actually doing, or what brings you here, or stuff like that.
So we are a cloud ERP company, mm-hmm. and the definition of that includes, you know, not just core ERP, but our additional products out there with HCM and Ariba, their business networks, and customer experience. And we connect all of those through a platform called BTP. Mm-hmm. And that integrates out to other systems and non-SAP landscapes, and acts as your platform foundation.
Mm-hmm. So what's the part of, we're here at Red Hat Summit, so what's the role with, or what does the partnership with Red Hat look like? What do you guys do together? What are like joint solutions or stuff like that?
So first of all, I think we've got a long-lasting relationship since 1999.
Okay, that's
back
long.
In that time when SAP decided to put for the very first time their ERP system on Linux, they decided to go for Red Hat. And at that point in time, fun fact here, SAP Venture also invested into Red Hat. I hope that went quite nicely. Now, fast forward to 2024, I think we're a global strategic platinum partner for SAP. We invested a lot into our team, especially into the team that we've got sitting in Waldorf. And I think it culminated with the announcement of SAP that Red Hat is now really the preferred platform for all the RISE deployments.
Mm-hmm. Such a long-lasting technology partnership probably also means like going through different evolutions of technologies and following like different business principles and stuff like that. So what's the biggest challenge that customers have in 2024?
So the biggest challenge, I think there are three challenges at minimum. One is to drive growth. The other one is really to increase the agility and to be able to react to all the known but also unforeseen challenges that are coming up. And at the same time, balancing, make sure that you're managing costs but also increasing efficiency. And by the way, also managing and handling the skill and talent gap that is out there in the market. So at least four things to focus on.
Okay, so getting faster, getting onto new technology, and that's probably also a challenge. So how do you make sure that customers can keep track with the innovation, or how do you make sure that the new things that are coming up is something that they can adopt or stuff like that? Are there initiatives?
Yes, so by nature, moving to the cloud, right, that we're going to continue to keep the customers up to date, and all of the new innovation is going to be done in the cloud. And we have, you know, both the private cloud for RISE, and we also have a public cloud called Grow, which is much more, you know, you had the impression that SAP is the big monster, but we are do scale down to small businesses and make it the appropriate size, solutions for wherever the customer is, we can meet them.
And you also heard about the announcement here at Summit that we're now infusing Gen AI into our open hybrid cloud platform, which means with Lightspeed, we've got intelligent natural language capabilities that makes it easier for newcomers to handle the platforms and also helps the experienced pros to be even more efficient.
I mean, when I recall the keynote, it seems like lots of the core functionalities move back from the core operations around Linux and focus on like standardization and containers a lot more. So that seems to be the future for many workloads. How does that integrate with SAP? Is there also like, do we see like SAP on OpenShift in the future? Is something like this possible?
Anything's possible. I don't believe that that's the current direction, but it's certainly an option and something under discussion.
Okay. So generative AI with SAP and Lightspeed, what does it look like? What can I expect from it?
So from the SAP perspective, we're obviously up at the application layer, and we're really focusing AI on business processes. And you may have seen the commercial with the cat, and the cat is, saying, you want to look like Van Gogh on your cat, and that's fun and that's parlor tricks, but we're really focused on improving the business processes, and SAP holds all the data and the processes that real-world people are struggling to, as Wolfgang mentioned, get faster, get cheaper, get better. Mm. And so that's really where we want to focus on AI, is at the industry and the business process level.
Mm-hmm. I think that's where we're complementing each other quite nicely. While SAP is providing Gen AI with all the capabilities and the benefits to customers on the application level, we do similar things on the infrastructure level.
Okay. So is it your first time in Denver?
No. I've been here before.
My second. But I haven't seen anything up to now.
So if you've been here quite some time or a couple times, what's something that is worth discovering in Denver?
The mountains, good food. I'm going to the Rockies game tonight.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I've heard there are like many sports teams or professional sports teams here in Denver, also like lots of universities. So it's it's quite nice so far. Okay, so thank you very much for your insights, and have a good rest of the summit.
Thank you for your
time. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it.
Bye.